I bet it feels good to sit down. When I was a kid, my family took a trip to Disney World, and in preparation for the trip, my mom took my brother and I to the library. For you young people, a library is a place that has books. Never mind, that's not important to the story. So we did some research on Disney World, and we learned that the most coolest, awesome ride in Disney World was always packed. So if you wanted to get on it, the best thing to do was go first thing. So in our preparation for all that, my mom ended up saying to my brother and I, "Don't tell your dad this is a roller coaster." Dad was not a fan of roller coasters, and my mom knew that Dad would not ride it with the rest of the family if he knew what he was getting on. So we got to Disney World, and they opened the gates, and our family took off running together to this ride. We got to the ride, and we ran past all the signs that says, "Danger, caution, if you're pregnant, if you have back problems, heart problems, neck problems, don't get on this ride." We get into the ride, we get strapped down, and my dad looks at my mom and says, "Is this a roller coaster?" Well, of course it was a roller coaster, but my dad didn't get on another ride the whole week without stopping to read all of the signs at the front of the ride. My friends, this week, we get on a ride that's like a roller coaster. The week of Holy Week is like this roller coaster that has lots of ups and downs. Today we celebrate the joys of Palm Sunday when Jesus returns to Jerusalem and they're holding the palm branches and singing Hosanna in the highest. We celebrate on Thursday the Last Supper. Jesus washes the feet of the disciples, where he institutes the Eucharist. He celebrates a meal. And then we begin to celebrate the agonies and the valleys of Holy Week with Good Friday. Jesus is arrested, beaten, mocked, scourged, made fun of, spit at. He's made to carry a cross where all of his friends and disciples, where they leave. Then he dies a tragic, horrible death. But then 3 days later, we celebrate the joy of his resurrection. It is a roller coaster that goes up and down the ebbs and the flows. And I can't help but wonder if the disciples would have known what they were getting into, would they have gotten on the ride? Would they have been like my dad and says, "Whoa, ho, 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 too tough, too scary. I don't think I want to get on." Our Lord invites us this week to participate in the ups and the downs, the joys and the sorrows of this most holy week. And he invites us along for the ride. As a parish family this week, we're going to celebrate together the joys and the sorrows of this Holy Week. Today we celebrate Palm Sunday. On Wednesday night, we'll have a tenebrae service where we reflect on the light and the darkness and shadows. On Holy Thursday, we'll have a mass where we'll wash the feet of 12 members of our community, where we'll celebrate the Eucharist, we'll receive the holy oils that were given to us by the bishop. On Friday, we'll have a Living Stations of the Cross in the front of the church, coordinated by our Hispanic ministry. Father John, Father Ken, and myself will hear confessions on Good Friday morning. Good Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock, we'll have the Liturgy of the Word. We'll have another Liturgy of the Word in Spanish on Friday evening. And on Holy Saturday, we'll bring in 27 members of our community into full initiation into the Catholic Church through baptism and the confirmation and First Communion. And then we'll celebrate the joy of the resurrection on Sunday with 5 masses here. We're encouraged and invited to celebrate in this great mysteries of faith. The opportunity for us to open our hearts to receive the joy of the Lord that he gives us. So our Lord invites us along for a ride this week. It's like a roller coaster. The question is, are we ready to go along for the ride?